This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I pointed out that believers don't have the option of saying, I can't love another brother. From the reservoir of God's love in us, which He has filled and keeps on filling with His love, we can love our brother and sister. Remember, God provides the desire and then the ability to love others. We just need to trust and obey. In my many years of ministry, I have had Christian men say to me, I don't love my wife anymore. My response to them has always been, that's not an option. Ephesians 5:25 commands husbands to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. It doesn't say love your wife if you feel like it. It is a command to obey. How do you obey it? By faith. Determine what loving your wife would look like. Then do it by faith. If her response to you is negative, that's her problem. She must answer to God for her response. You must answer to God for your response. Just obey God's command by faith-inspired actions. The same is true in all relationships with fellow believers. We are commanded to love one another. In fact, Jesus declared in John 13:34 and 35, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Peter gives another reason to love one another in verse 23. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.